For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, March the 10th. And we've got a couple of really nice topics for you today. We're going to talk about eating healthy. And our first guest is Jennifer Danff. Welcome to Radio Friends, Jennifer.
Thank you, Paul, having me on.
Yeah, well, we go back many years. You were on Pepper and Friends Cooking with us.
I know. Here we are, full circle.
Exactly. March is National Nutrition Month, right?
Uh-huh.
And since she's a dietitian, she is so excited
about
National Nutrition Month.
I'm eager to spread the news.
Right. Now, I don't want to take the words out of your mouth, but we were talking before we came on here today about the most important meal of the day. It is
breakfast.
Right. And people think, a lot of times you hear people say, well, I'm trying to lose weight, so I didn't eat breakfast this morning. That's
scared.
The wrong thing to do.
It's the very wrong thing to do because we talk about fueling our body. Our body, think of it as a car or a log. We need to put fire on it. You know, we got to keep the fire going, put it all there and keep the gas in the car, you know.
So what happens?
Keep it going with good food.
What happens if you skip breakfast?
If you skip breakfast, you become tired and lethargic and unfocused and just really hard to make it through the day.
Yeah.
And you can't, you just can't perform well.
Doesn't it also make you perhaps want to eat more junk food?
It does, because you go all this time. You go from dinner the night before, you've slept, you wake up, you keep going, and then by the time lunch time rolls around the next day, then you're famished, and then you're gorging yourself, you know, with food because you just can't get it fast enough. You're so hungry.
Okay, so the important thing is always eat breakfast.
Always eat breakfast.
But as far as the guidelines for National Nutrition Month. What are they?
Well, the topic this year is enjoy the taste of eating right.
Yeah, and I should say you're from the St. Louis Dairy Council.
I am.
So dairy products fit in there.
Of course, we've got to throw that in there. Well, we can get our 9 essential nutrients in our dairy products, and those things help with calcium, protein, vitamin D, all those things that we need to keep ourselves going. But of course, there's other food groups, you know, there's fruits and vegetables, and we think vegetables, how can we fit that into breakfast? But omelets, you know, think about omelets, starting your day, put cheese, scrambled egg, you know, throw some mushrooms and peppers in there.
Right.
And it doesn't sound fast, but you can make it fast and make it available in the mornings by maybe doing a breakfast burrito with the scrambled eggs, the cheese, you know, throwing the dairy in there.
Let's talk a little bit about the dairy. Mm-hmm. You get more calcium by eating a cup of yogurt or by drinking a glass of milk?
You know, that's a good question because we get asked that a lot. And honestly, the milk and cheese and yogurt, all of those things have a very good percentage of calcium.
But where do you get more?
Most milk.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, I thought you got more calcium by eating yogurt.
Not necessarily. It might have a smidgen difference, but milk is an excellent source of calcium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If people want more information on this or they want to contact you, what's the website to go to?
STLDairyCouncil.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll have all that information
all that good stuff
on the website.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Danff, thank you so much
thank
for coming by.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It was great.
Oh, you're just bubbly as you ever were. Good way
it's
to
so
start the
fun.
Morning.
Good way.
Thank you, Jennifer. Come back again, okay?
Thank you.
Now, we turn to two ladies who came all the way up from Jefferson City to be with us this morning. And they are here to talk about the Able Book Sale. We've got Carol Davidson.
Hello.
With a D, right? Carol Davidson. And Felicia Petkin.
Petkin.
Petkin. Felicia Petkin. Tell me about the Able Book Sale.
Okay, Carol has been the director of the Able Book Sale for several years.
Well, what does Able stand for?
Able, I can do that. Adult Basic Literacy Education.
Okay.
And we tutor adults 17 years or older who are having problems, not totally illiterate, but may have read at a third grade level, who need help just navigating the system to get services and to fill out forms, etc.
Okay, so this book sale is to raise money for Adult literacy.
For this literacy program.
And also for the library in Jeff City,
well,
right?
Well, we partner with them on the book sale.
Okay.
But back to what Felicia was saying about trying to get literacy to these young people. We're trying to give them the self-esteem that it takes for them to stay in school.
Yeah.
And that is a really big thing. And that program has really expanded.
Right. I said adult literacy program, but we've expanded into the middle school.
Okay.
And we have tutors that work with the students there to catch these reading problems before.
And obviously, you know how important that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, this book sale, you were telling me before we came on that you've got, what, 125,000?
Oh, easy.
Easily over 125,000 books?
We're talking about boxes upon boxes of books.
So how do you organize 125,000 books in a fashion that people can come in and know what they're looking for?
And that is so true, because when they come rushing in the door at the beginning of the sale, which is March the 12th, Wednesday, March the 12th.
So this coming Wednesday, mm-hmm. 2 days from today.
And you would be amazed at the people who literally come just plowing through the door, and they want to go to a specific section. So we have posters, and we go according to the Dewey Decimal System.
Uh-huh.
So they know if they want to go to literature, if they want to go to the 900s for geography and history. They know if they want to go to the 200s for inspirational. They already know where they want to go.
Well, you people have got it really organized.
We do. And this is a year-long process. This is not something you just cook up a week or two ahead of
time. So the ladies aren't going in there, or the volunteers aren't going in there the night before and setting up 125,000 books.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
What we do is all year long, we collect used books.
Yeah.
They come into this area where we sort the books, and we sort them, like I said, according to the Dewey Decimal System.
Okay.
And then we stack them, and we keep track of how many 900s or 800s or 600s or whatever that we have. And then we allocate space. We're out at St. Martin's at the Knights of Columbus building on Route T.
Okay.
Been there for a few years now. Was worried to death when we first went out there that it's kind of out west of Jefferson City.
And you thought nobody'd find it.
Oh, exactly. And instead, it became a beautiful area to go because there's parking and it's a great big building and we can have it for a whole week.
All right. So you're running. You start this Wednesday.
Correct.
Runs the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. What time?
Well, Wednesday, of course, is from 4 to 8.
Okay.
After that, we have a small army that come in and replenish the tables, because those tables are almost bare. And we're talking about a great big building with a lot of tables. And then on Thursday and Friday, we go from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Yep. And Saturday?
And Saturday from 9 to about 1.
Okay. The location, again, we're out of time.
Yeah. We're Route T, St. Martin's exit out west of Jefferson City on Highway 54.
Is there a phone number people can call?
Oh, sure.
What is it, real quick?
636-5558. Area code 573.
5558. Okay, ladies, thank you so much for coming by. Mark it on your calendar. It starts this coming Wednesday.
All right?
Tomorrow, Hickman High School will be on with us. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickox. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.